Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. Make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. When Peter wrote his letter, many of the people who received it were illiterate. So it was quite usual for instruction to be offered in the form of lists that could be easily remembered. The list that Peter provided here shows how determined he was to encourage his readers to grow in their Christian faith. He knew that growth wasn't automatic. Without our full cooperation and effort, it just won't happen. Growth as a Christian has to start with faith. Nothing will happen unless we commit ourselves to God and trust ourselves to Him. The next steps on the journey don't need to be taken in any particular order, but they're all a vital part of spiritual growth. The Greek word that's translated as moral excellence is used in other settings to speak about land that is fertile or a knife that cuts well. That is to say, God wants us to be the best that we can be. That will only happen as we grow in the knowledge of God, ourselves, and the world, and it will depend upon us being more self-controlled, patient, and godly. The outcome will never just be good for us, but it will strengthen our loving relationship with other Christians and everyone else around us. We don't get anywhere in this life without hard work. No musician, entrepreneur, artist, writer, or sportsperson has ever achieved great things without putting in hard work. But the difference with the Christian life is that effort alone is not enough. We have the enormous advantage of knowing that every step of the way we're working in partnership with our great God. So let me ask you a question. Which of Peter's instructions is particularly important to you at the moment, and why? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you love us so much that you want us to become stronger and more fruitful in our Christian lives. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.